Okay, so today we're going to discuss a very relevant Shaila in Hilchos Shabbos, and that relates to a non-Jew coming and doing a repair job in the Jew's home on Shabbos. So if let's say the Jew has a air conditioning unit that's not working, or he has a refrigerator that needs to be repaired, can a non-Jewish repairman come to the Jew's home and fix his appliance on Shabbos? So in a nutshell, we know that there are two types of arrangements between Jew and non-Jew on Shabbos that the Mishnah Berurah discusses. Number one is the arrangement of a schir yom, which means basically that the non-Jewish worker is paid by time. He's hired by time to work for the Jew. He's paid by hour, let's say. And in that case where he's paid by hour, he's literally considered to be an agent of the Jew. When he's working on Shabbos, so it's considered as if the Jew is working on Shabbos because the Jew is directing him and instructing him and in charge of the time occupied by the guy. And since that's taking place on Shabbos, he's considered to be working on behalf of the Jew, which is forbidden. However, the Kabbalin arrangement technically is mutter, which means that if, let's say, you have a non-Jew not being paid by time, but he's being paid for the finished job. So, for instance, you give a car into a mechanic before Shabbos, and at some point next week you're going to pick it up from the mechanic, and you know that the mechanic is going to do work on Shabbos to repair your car. That's permissible. Why? Because the guy is being paid not by the time that he works, but for the finished job that has been completed. And therefore, you don't care when the non-Jew operates, and for all you care, he could do the work before or after Shabbos. So when he decides to do it on Shabbos, he's doing it for his own convenience. Adaita denaf sheikh of it, he's doing it on his own volition, by his own choice. He's not considered to be an agent of the Jew when he does the work, because the Jew doesn't care about the actual time of when it's taking place. All he cares about is the result. Therefore, if you have a repairman coming to fix an appliance, technically it should be mutter because he's a kaplan. You're being paid to finish the job. You're not being paid by time, by hour. All the employer cares about is the fixed product. And therefore, since it's a kablin, if the work is done on Shabbos, it should be permissible because the guy is considered to be working for himself. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayei Adam as saying that midrabbanan, there's a problem of maris ayin when the kablin non-Jew is working on behalf of the Jew in the Jew's home. So if let's say it's bebeis Yisrael, it's in the Jew's home, the onlooker might not realize the nature of the job and the fact that there was no violation of Emir La'akum. And therefore, you can't have a kablin, like the repairman coming to fix your AC unit, come to work on Shabbos itself because of a Maris Ayin issue, the onlooker's concern of this appearing like Emir La'akum. However, even though basically what we're saying is that the repairman conceptually should be able to do the work on Shabbos, but is not allowed to because of a side problem of Maris Ayin, nevertheless, there is a form of heter that's presented by the Tehillah David. And that is that perhaps we can mitigate the problem of Maris Ayin if the non-Jewish repairman comes before Shabbos and starts his job before Shabbos. So then there's less of a Maris Ayin issue because the onlooker will see, but notice that this is not a job that was hired by the Jew to be done on Shabbos itself. It started before Shabbos and it just hasn't been completed until Shabbos. Perhaps that's a way to avert this side problem of Maris Ayin. Nonetheless, in most cases of this nature, it is a problem of Zilzul Shabbos. It is something that looks bad and according to some places, it might even be an issue of Maris Ayin. And therefore, in general, we would say to avoid this on Shabbos. Even if he comes before Shabbos, the repairman shouldn't be doing work in the Jew's home on Shabbos because of this concern of Maris Ayin. And even if you maybe argue that it's not a Maris Ayin issue if he started before Shabbos, but L'chaira, it should be a problem of a Zilzul Shabbos. It just looks bad. It looks like a degradation of Shabbos. However, if let's say by sending the non-Jewish repairman away, you're going to suffer a financial loss, it's going to be a significant loss on the Jew's part, or let's say it's a major tsar that he would have to endure, it would be a major distress if he would have to send the non-Jew away and wait till after Shabbos, so maybe there would be a makom to be makel in that case, there would be grounds for leniency. But the general halacha in this case is that we would avoid having a repairman come to do a job in the Jew's home on Shabbos, even though he's a Kaplan and he's fixing an appliance for the Jew.